This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Important message.
Do you like beach too sandy, water too wet?
Yes.
Do you like merchandise?
Yep.
Do you like good deals?
Yes.
Well, guess what?
What?
We are offering a discount on our merch store. 15% off until August 9th.
Woohoo! Back to school.
Back to school. It's our back to school sale. Go to bit.ly/beach2sandymerch and use coupon code 2sandy for 15% off your order.
That's bit.ly/beach2sandymerch and use promo code 2sandy, T-O-O-S-A-N-D-Y, for 15% off your order.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Greetings and welcome to episode 87 of Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm playing Fall Out Boy. Hold on. Sorry.
That was weird.
That's really weird.
I was like, ooh, we're doing some sort of intro.
That like, felt like
I am.
I felt like fanfare because what I was about to say is I am sibling number one, Christine. And then the fanfare began and I thought you would you know, set it up for me that way. I'm sibling number one, okay, Christine.
I'm sibling number two, Alex. Welcome.
Welcome to the arena. We are here to read reviews for you today. You know, initially, I thought I was being very clever and hilarious picking this week's review or this week's theme. And, you know, on second thought, I really didn't put much thought into the decision to cover jails in Texas. And some lovely listeners were very kind and respectful and wrote in to say, hey, maybe let's rethink that theme that Christine so delicately chose in the midst of a climate that's maybe not great to discuss, to joke about jails. And so for that very reason, we have changed the theme, and I would like to wholeheartedly apologize for picking such a tone-deaf topic last week.
I mean, as would I. It was a joint decision, too, because I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Felt a little bit ignorant and embarrassed, so I apologize about that.
Yeah, so we actually decided to donate to the RAICES, so R-A-I-C-E-S, Bond Fund. Its full name is the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services.
And I believe that's a Texas-based bail fund.
Yes, it's specifically the Texas bail fund, and their mission is, and I'll quote from their website, "We defend the rights of immigrants and refugees, empower individuals, families, and communities, and advocate for liberty and justice." So yeah, we thought that it would be right for us to donate our money to them and encourage you all to do the same. So in the description of this episode, you'll see a link to donate to their fund. And yeah, if you have the means, we encourage you to do so.
And mea culpa.
Yep. I'm glad that, you know, people wrote in and I'm
me
glad
too.
We could reflect on it and realize that it wasn't the best move, but I'm also excited for this theme that we came up with.
This is all for the best because Alexander came up with quite a hilarious theme for this week. We're staying with Texas, so don't you fret if you were preparing for a Texas episode. You've got arguably even more of a Texas episode than originally planned. So Alexander, what is the theme?
The theme, if you can't tell by the title, is cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots.
I think that's what we're titling, right? Just yes. Cowboy boots in Texas, like not even cowboy boots.
Actually,
stores.
What I wrote is episode 87, cowboy boots in Texas, ... not jails. So that's my really catchy slogan for the week. And so that's what we did. And I thought that was a really fun one. And my challenge this week stayed the same. It was to find a review of a dog park where the owners were the problem, not the dogs. And that was sent in by Victoria. So I also had a good time with that.
Oh, good. So yeah, let's get into the cowboy boots. There are plenty of different like Western wear boutiques, what like mom and pop type stores, chains.
And then there are the warehouses.
Warehouses, yes. And like outlets. There's all sorts of stuff. This is so fun. This is a review of Cavender's Boot City in Amarillo, Texas. This is a 1-star review by Ginger. Bad. Really, really bad. We stayed in there 1 hour and 10 minutes, and not the first person asked if we needed help. I guess it was because we were not Mexican or some other kind of foreigner, because they sure were helping them, even some that came in after us. So y'all could kiss my ass. We will never stop at another one of these stores, so leave me alone, assholes. End of review.
That took a turn from why are you not talking to me to leave me alone, assholes.
I know. It went real quick. It's like as if they're like bothering you.
That's a new one because I did read a lot of people that were pretty upsetting personally to read that were like, hey, I don't look like your typical like American Texan. And I felt like they kind of ignored me.
Yeah.
And then this person's like, oh, I look too Texan and too white. And so they ignored me.
I wasn't foreign enough.
That's a new one.
Amarillo, Texas.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, gotta be the victim. Gotta be the victim.
You gotta find a way.
Yeah. Gotta find a way.
Okay, I actually went to the same store. However, I went to 3 different locations, and I didn't write which one was which because they all had pretty similar vibes.
They were all over the place, too, those Cavenders.
Right. There was one in San Antonio, one in Austin, one in Dallas. So this is the one, I think, in Austin. This is 3 stars by Mike. Since I am moving to Texas, I thought I would look for some boots and a cowboy hat. When I walked in, I was shocked at the size of the store. It was like a Western Walmart. Boots, hats, Western clothes, Western home furnishings, they have it all. The only complaint I have is the clothes aren't fat people friendly. Unless you are skinny, you aren't getting clothes here. The employees are not very helpful either. Maybe it's because I'm fat. Maybe they knew I couldn't buy anything, so they just didn't bother with me. Only one employee, his name was Chuck, talked to me and did his best to answer my questions. If it were in my power, I would give Chuck a raise and hold him as an example to the other employees of this establishment on how to treat a customer. Maybe I will spend some time on the treadmill so I can fit in their clothes, but the only one I will talk to is Chuck. End of review.
Oh no, that was all sorts of things. Okay. So wait, but I'm so confused. Complaining about people not helping, and yet Chuck apparently is like the light of this person's life.
Chuck kind of stepped through when everyone else failed him. Chuck stepped up.
Got it.
To save the day.
I'm picturing this reviewer feeling like some sort of royalty and expecting like everyone like following around, taking measurements and like being super helpful.
Right.
But instead only got Chuck.
Chuck ran up with his measuring tape and his pins and needles and started measuring. Yeah. So poor Mike.
I just like don't get that review.
Mike will just never forget. Mike will never forget Chuck, and neither will I.
Yeah, it's like I could see Mike go like reach out to Chuck and like, hey, do you ever think about opening your own store?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you could do that, so I could only see you and not talk to your fellow employees.
In fact, I'll invest. Actually,
Chuck's like, Chuck, I'll invest. What? This is just my day job. Like this is hopefully temporary. Please.
I just picture Mike on the treadmill, just thinking about Chuck and all the service he's going to get from Chuck once he's finally gotten to the goal weight that he wants to get to fit into those Western clothes.
Good for Mike. We want Mike feeling good. We want Mike feeling good. And if the motivation is Chuck, then hey, more power to him. All right. My next one is of Cowgirl Kim Western Wear Boutique in Fredericksburg, Texas. Christina. Can I tell you really quick?
What is this?
I know. Can I tell you really quick how I found these reviews?
Yes.
I Googled small quaint towns in Texas, and then Googled, like, found a list of 15, and then Googled cowboy boots in, and then typed in, like,
that's
Fredericksburg,
so
Texas.
That's so smart.
So it would be, like, these weird, small, like, mom and pop kind of boutique things.
Dang. It's so wise.
This is Linda's review of Cowgirl Kim Western Wear Boutique in Fredericksburg, Texas. 1 star. Bring back the real Cowgirl Kim. These low-life wannabes are shaming her name. Style and quality of clothes have gone down significantly. So sad. End of review.
Who's the real Cowgirl Kim?
Would the real Cowgirl Kim please where stand are they? Up? this is
please
like...
stand up. Please stand. Can you put Eminem in the background?
Nope. I will not.
I'm the real cowboy. What is it?
Cowgirl Kim.
I'm cowboy. Cowgirl Kim. How does that song go?
No, we're not doing this.
Okay, fine. where are they keeping her, Alexander?
I know. It seems so sinister that these low life wannabes and this place has 11 total reviews. Like, it is not a big place.
That's
11
very sad.
Total reviews. It's someone comes in, they're calling them low-life wannabes for trying to take Cowgirl Kim's name. Like, what is this weird small-town feud going on that we stumbled upon?
I really want to learn more. If you out there know anything about this small-town feud, I'd really like to get involved.
Cowgirl Kim, if you're listening, we'd love to hear your side.
We'd love to call TLC and get them involved.
We can do... what's that old game show that they had where they had three people pretending to be the same
person? That's a thing again.
Really?
Yes. Shit. I was just watching it with Blaze on our road trip.
While driving?
No. No, we were playing it while driving.
Oh, God.
The real Cowgirl Kim stand-up.
You, Gio, and Juniper were like, Blaze, which one's the real Juniper? Ask us questions. And he's like, please, we only have 2 more hours. Just leave me alone.
Okay, it's called To Tell the Truth.
To Tell the Truth. Okay.
Yes. It's currently hosted by Anthony Anderson, and his mom shows up a lot. It's really sweet.
Okay, I love his Doris. Mom in that T-Mobile commercial.
Yes, she's so funny. I think her name's Doris, if I remember correctly. And she is like one of the judges, or at least she sits there and watches. It's very funny.
How cute.
Did you know there was a serial killer on there?
Yes.
Okay, anyway.
It wasn't on... No, that was on... that was a different game show. That was the dating game or whatever.
No. That was Rodney Alcala. But Edward Wayne Edwards was on To Tell the Truth.
Oh.
Listen, I got... I was like,
how did you mess this up?
Come on, I tell you, there are two
I didn't know that.
Genres I have expertise in. One is serial killers and one is game shows. And somehow the Venn diagram has collided.
Interesting. I was like thinking, as I was saying that, I'm like, there's no way I know this better than her.
Oh, no.
But I corrected you anyway.
I do appreciate you trying, though.
But wow, I didn't know that there were a serial killer on that show. Is there footage of that one?
Yes, there is. And
I'll have to watch that because the other one's fucking creepy.
If you listen to it's a podcast called The Clearing, and they talk about the daughter, April, who kind of figures out that her dad was a serial killer, and kind of she does all the investigative stuff herself, and she's the daughter. So it's like really fascinating.
Oh, wait, is that the same? Oh, my God.
Yes.
And her dad was on. Okay. All of this is connected. Okay. I need to. Yeah. I'm behind on
that. And they believe he might be... He is from Ohio, too, and they believe he is one of the suspects of being the Zodiac, the suspected Zodiac killer.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he was on the show to be as like, oh, I'm a reformed convict who has written like a book about becoming reformed and yada yada, and they were like, wow, we're so proud of you and so happy for you, and like meanwhile he was literally murdering people.
Holy shit, that's fucking scary.
Yeah. So that's fun. Anyway, listen to my other podcast if you want to know more about that. Okay, this is a podcast about Texas, not about serial killers. Okay,
what's the difference?
Alexander, do not. We even almost did jails today. This is when my interests collide, that bad things happen.
There are a lot of sandy cheeks out there. We don't want to offend. Okay.
This is a review of Allen's Boots. This is a 1-star review by Dave. I have been in this shop for 30 minutes. Not one of these fake-ass Nashville light cow folk posers has asked me if I need help. I'm out. End of review.
Oh, my goodness.
Guess how they spelled posers?
No, posers.
Posers.
I think someone emailed us or something and was like, that's the correct spelling, but...
Okay, it is an alternate spelling, But like you, most people do not write it that way. So it just seems like the extra douchey way of spelling it.
It does. You're right.
Like
you're
it isn't all. It is a correct spelling, yes. Yeah. But it's like, oh, I'm using the French term. You know what I mean? Is what it yeah, seems like to me.
Yeah. Anyway.
As someone who grew up in the emo, as a wannabe emo kid, as an actual emo poser, like I've been called a poser. I've been called a poser enough times on MySpace to know how to spell it.
True.
It's really sad for me.
It's a good point. So what I love is all of these people complaining, and there were so many complaining that they weren't helped, but it was always personal to them, you know, like this. You always find a way to be the victim, and it's something that like, hello, obviously no one else. Look at the other reviews. You're not the only one.
Yeah,
it's not just about you.
Instead of being like, and, wow, the people here are kind of rude. Anyway, I left. Yeah. It's like the people here are rude because I have a perm and they can't handle how good I look. I don't know.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. So yeah, just wanna, and then like I love when they throw out insults and try to be like, oh, what, Nashvillian, what did they say?
Nashville. That's good, write that down. Nashville light, like
like Nashville light, so like Coca-Cola, not even light. Like Nashville would be okay, but if it were, but because they're Nashville light,
I think they're just like they're wannabe, you know, Nashvillians. I don't know,
but this person strikes me as someone who wouldn't be happy with someone from Nashville.
Yeah, I guess they're not even good enough to be considered like at that a Nash villain. Like they're not even good enough to be like his enemy. They're like less than his own enemy. You know what I mean?
You know what? Yes, I do know exactly.
Thank
what
you God.
Mean. This makes all so much sense.
I'm sure everyone else does too.
I was that review of Alan's Boots?
Yes.
I too have an Alan's Boots.
Oh, amazing. I got some great ones from there.
This is Alan's Boots in Round Rock, Texas.
Mm.
This is a 1-star review by Lindsay. Rude. Rude. Snobby little wench for a cashier. She... I was cracking up. I was like, rude, snobby little wench. Like, what year is it?
Wow. Will the real snobby wench please stand up?
Rude, snobby little wench for a cashier. She looked about 12 and acted put out when I asked for her help. I will never be back there, at least to the Round Rock location. End of review.
I will drive to San Antonio for my boot needs.
Yeah, my inflection there was odd because of the capitalization.
Oh, sure.
So in all caps was, I will never be back there at. The at was capitalized, and then least to the Round Rock location was not a capital.
That was kind of just like an afterthought whisper.
It sounded like I'd never read that before, review before. But no, I've read it too many times.
Probably too many.
Understand how little sense the capitalization makes. But
the fact that the girl looked about 12, like, was it a child?
Because yeah, it might have been. That snobby little wench of a child.
To call a 12-year-old, if you're really saying, oh, she looked like she was not even a teenager yet, like she looked like a literal preteen, and she was a wench.
Yeah.
She
looked underage, which is why I think that she's a snobby little wench and not worth my time.
That's what I think about children.
How dare this child laborer not help me find the boots for me?
How dare this child laborer not be trained in the fine art of customer service and satisfaction?
Oh, boy.
Also, I think wench doesn't quite mean what... I think she's trying to say, like, witch or bitch or something. Because wench, doesn't that just mean, like, you're... like a servant? Or am I wrong about that?
That's not my understanding, but you could be right.
Let me Google it sounds wench. Like an insult, so... A girl or young woman. Right. Like, I think it's...
See, like, I thought of it as the archaic version.
As a sex worker.
Yes.
Okay. Well, wow, that is even worse to call a 12-year-old that.
Yes. That's how I thought about it when I read it. Oh, like, woof. And then 12-year-old is another big woof. But that's, like, how you would used to use it, I think. Like, it feels like a very old English kind of insult.
I see. I mean, yes. And I...
Or not necessarily an insult back then, I guess. I don't know.
It like, seems like it's used as an insult. I feel like when you it's kind of a derogatory
insult,
term.
It's meant to be derogatory.
Right.
Back then, I had no idea. But
I know you all want me to read it in a sentence, so here I will do that for you. I hear you clamoring for it. According to dictionary.com, the milkmaid was a healthy wench.
What?
I don't know.
That's okay. From dictionary.com.
Uh-huh.
That tells me nothing about the word.
Correct. Correct. exactly.
Like, I guess it means farmer's daughter. I don't know.
These are quite a variety of meanings.
Someone who works at a carnival. I don't know.
Someone who works at a shoe carnival. You never know. Could be all of the above.
That's it.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Anyway, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to get on with this and read another one from Alan's because I'm really excited about this one.
Okay.
This is a 1-star review of Alan's boots by Mark. I think you're going to like this one. I flew into San Antonio from Los Angeles and then drove to Austin to have my violin serviced at Sandro Coco's violin shop at 1508 1/2 South Congress Street. After I was done there, I decided to walk down South Congress to check out the shops. I went to the University of Texas, Austin from 1987 to 1991, so I was surprised to see how nice this area has become. In the 80s, I would buy boots at Allen Boots and also shop at the costume shop nearby. I walked into Allen Boots and the guy was looking me up and down and asked me to take my drink, which I set it down on the counter like he wanted. He also wanted to take my violin case. This case has a 180-year-old violin in it, worth over $75,000. I didn't think it would be a smart idea to give some random guy in a cowboy hat my violin for him to hold.
Sorry. I feel like I want to meet someone that I can say, oh yeah, a random guy in a cowboy hat. Like, that is...
whom I do not trust with my valuables.
The stranger I want to meet in life.
Oh my god. I didn't think it would be a smart idea to give some random guy in a cowboy hat my violin for him to hold, as God know what he would do with it. Maybe start a bonfire?
Well, okay, I have a feeling derogatory. This person has a very, very, very poor opinion of people from Texas.
Of random guys in cowboy hats?
Yes.
Perhaps. Imagine if I gave it to him and someone stole it or somehow it got damaged. I then called the store in Round Rock and talked to the manager, quote, Lindsay, and all she said, it was policy for us to take backpacks and things like that. It's really terrible that I'm being treated the same way as when I was a student from the 1980s. And so what if I have a drink in my hand? I'm not going to spill it on your worthless boots. And if I do, then how about just cleaning it up? Unbelievable. None of the employees were even helping customers. They were just leaning up on the counter. These people don't know anything about retail. Mathematically speaking, most of your theft comes internally from your own employees, not the public. I'm going to post this exact review on the Allen Boots Georgetown Yelp page, as well as manager Lindsay needs a remedial course on customer service. Unfortunately, the poor girl probably doesn't even know what remedial means. End of review.
I hate this person. At first, I was kind of like... Well, it's obnoxious putting any dollar amount in there about your violin. But hey, yeah, you know what? I've had violins in my life that were worth much, 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 much less. But I was very weird about other people holding on to them. Like, that was a thing for me. Except
yeah, probably because mom traumatized you maybe. The like one time you dropped it.
Well, no, she was very surprised. I remember that moment. She was surprisingly chill about it when I cracked my violin in half.
Whoops.
And then the other time when I tripped in the parking garage and my violin case went like flying all across. That was pretty funny.
That has been etched in my memory, in the folds of my memory
me
forever.
Me too, because of the panic that I felt when I saw it like fucking gliding. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure I turned around because I was like, I'm just going to walk away into the sunset and not watch whatever's about to happen.
Anyway, okay, sorry. But... If you go into a store and they're like, we can't let you walk around with the case, you either give it to them or you say, okay, I'd rather go. Don't write a shitty review because you're mad that they have a store policy. And same with a drink. That's even worse. Like,
he's like, he doesn't even say, he's like, so what if I spill it? You can just clean it up. It's like, wait.
That's how it works. Goddamn.
Defeats the purpose. Also, to be like, oh, this is the same policy. This is how they treated me when I was a student in the 80s. It's like, okay, so you knew full well how this works.
Yeah. And think about how this person's mind's working, where they are complaining about wondering what they would do to their expensive violin.
Oh yeah, that's rude.
And then they're like, yeah, but if I spill my drink on your expensive shoes, whatever. Like, he obviously has no respect for their items.
Well, so, I don't think so. You caught that they're actually worthless shoes.
Obviously projecting
they're worthless
on them about his own violin, what they would do to it. Okay, so I've got one more negative review. This is of Billy's Western Wear. And this is in a town, and let me spell it for you, and I want you to guess how it's pronounced.
Okay.
B-O-E-R-N-E.
Bernie.
Yeah.
Really?
It is. It's Bernie, okay. Texas.
I tried to come up with the weirdest, but not so off the wall answer, kind of in the middle.
That's why I YouTubed it. Whenever I don't know how to say a town, I YouTube it and watch like some sort of like promotional video for the town.
Yeah, I do that. That's too. That's probably it. Why those get so many views.
Yeah,
people just don't know how to say it.
I should comment on every single one. Now that I have a YouTube channel, I should comment on every single one. Like if you're here to,
oh God,
to see how to pronounce this town name.
Like if it's 2020, March 2020.
Like if you're watching the Bernie promotional tourism video in 2020.
Like if you're stuck in quarantine and this is what your life has become.
Anyway, it seems like a lovely place to go shopping, especially if you want to go to Billy's Western Wear.
I do.
But not according to Texas Rose, who gives it 1 star and says this. I wouldn't give 1 star, but I wanted to share my horrible experience. On Thursday, 3 days ago, I bought my daughter a pair of boots and belt. On Sunday, I returned to exchange boots for smaller size. The woman said the boots looked worn. They still have a tag and stickers on them, and she refused to exchange. I will never return to this store. Unless you are a city person, they don't want the business of true country farm and ranch folk in here. That short woman was rude from the moment we walked in. I just wanted a pair of boots that fit my child. By the way, I wear a 6, my daughter wears a 9, so there is no way these boots were worn. Shame on shiesty and fake business practices like this. Boot Barn has better prices, and managers are much more willing to keep customers happy. Billy's is a joke. End of review.
Whoa.
Yes.
Shiesty, we use that word. I think this is the first time on a podcast that's come up in a review.
I think so. It felt really weird saying it.
Yeah, I don't like that word.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. No.
So I'm sorry. But one good thing that comes out of this is an owner response.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, do you want to know the second good thing before you read that?
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Is that now I know there's a place called Bernie's Boot Barn.
Bernie's Boot Barn. I love that though. Like, Boot Barn has better prices than this. Sounds like some sitcom. Like,
yeah.
Hey, like,
come on down.
Like from Toy Story or something.
Yes.
All right, here is the response from the owner. Dear Texas Rose, I truly apologize that we were not able to exchange your boots today. I talked with both managers on duty, and they both explained that you did not have a receipt and the boots were badly worn. They were so worn that they took pictures of the boots that you brought in and tried to return, and pictures of a new pair. We would have gladly exchanged your boots if the boots would have been in a new condition and would have had a receipt. Our staff went over and above to try and assist you. They even tried to clean the boots in order to exchange them for you. However, they were badly worn. We are so sorry.
Wow.
End of review.
Wow.
End of response.
That sounds pretty shiesty to me. I'm just kidding.
It's like, hello. Like, I love how there's like that response. Like, well, sorry.
These
not
poor
sorry.
Managers like, literally tried to clean them with their bare hands.
Could you imagine?
No. Well, and then this lady just fucking insults you and calls you short.
We want to be able to return these for you and give you your money back, but we just can't sell these for the same price because they're terribly worn. Sorry. Like, and we're trying to fucking clean them.
Oh.
I did see another review where this person bought boots, left with them, drove pretty far away, noticed they got the wrong boots, went to return them, and exchange and called ahead, and they were like, they to exchange and say, oh, you gave me the wrong boots. They were very apologetic on the phone. So when she came back, she was expecting to get like a discount or something, but didn't. And the reason she didn't was because the people at the store were like, oh, we actually reviewed the footage of the security camera to see what went wrong with the interaction. And they were like, and it turns out you actually pointed to the wrong boots. And that's why we gave you those boots. So we're not going to give you a discount because it wasn't our fault. And the person gave a one-star review saying, that's impossible. I would never do that.
They photoshopped the footage, the security footage.
I actually only have redemptions left.
Good. I only have one redemption left too, so perfect.
Perfect. This is a 5-star review by Grayson of Cavenders. Is that how you say it?
That's how I've been saying it. I didn't check their YouTube.
Oh, no. You didn't check their promotional tourist website? Okay.
If you say Cavenders, it sounds like a Harry Potter store, so.
It does, doesn't it?
Probably Cavenders.
Okay, so this is of Cavenders Boot City. Cavenders Wand Shop. This is a 5-star review by Grayson. Excellent service from Marla. If she sees this post, would you let her know that I loved my hat? She's beautiful and I'm literally in love with her? LOL, okay, thanks. End of review.
Ooh.
Yikes.
I don't know how much of a redemption that one is.
Just so everybody knows, that was listed under not recommended reviews.
Probably good. Probably so. For the best. I'm expecting a follow-up where they like change it to 1-star. Never heard back. Like, women are terrible. They never give me the time of day. Oh, I'm just a nice guy. No one cares about me.
It's probably because I'm not a foreigner. She won't call me back.
It's because my cowboy boots aren't cool enough.
I'm going to the boot barn to find my next true love.
Oh, that reminds me of my true love. Do you know who my true love is, Christina? Do you remember?
The lady at the bookstore?
Yes.
I literally listened to that episode, no joke, yesterday afternoon.
Wait, we talked about that on the podcast?
Yes, for a long time. For a long time. I was listening to it and I literally heard you go, you know, I had a thing at a bookstore, and I went, oh, yeah, Alexander, I know the story. Here, let me tell it for you. And then we talked all about the lady at the bookstore with the tattoo, and that you were buying several copies of J.D. Salinger. And then she said, have you read this? And you were like, no, I'm just buying 5 copies, and I've never read it. And then she had the banana fish tattoo, and you were like, if I ever get a tattoo, that's the tattoo I want. And then I said, I'll go back to that Barnes & Noble to look for her. It's because we were talking about, I know what it was. We were talking about sex stores. Or no, we were talking about, what? We were talking about toy stores and you in Chicago, and you found an adult toy store. And this person was like, my neighbor's having a barbecue and I want to invite the yes, salesperson right. from this adult store that's that I right. met 5 years ago.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So anyway, if that person's out there with the Seymour Glass tattoo, I think it was on her wrist.
Yeah.
It was like the phonetic spelling of it. So if you're out there, just shout out.
If you're out there, we're having a barbecue. Our neighbor's having a barbecue next week.
Worked at a Barnes & Noble in Cincinnati that closed like 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. anyway, that was just really weird because, honest to God, yesterday was listening to that episode for some reason, and like I do a weird thing when I'm sad, I listen to our old episodes like a big weirdo. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I was doing anyway.
But is that weird that I like still think of this like stranger? It is weird. I know it's weird, but like I wonder if this person, like, I don't know, knows that some random stranger is thinking about them because of their tattoo.
It's a little bit alarming, honestly.
It is pretty bad. Yeah,
especially because you were like 18. You were like, yes, very young.
No, I was.
You know, maybe there's now a chance that you can be reconnected.
Okay, good.
So
now's a chance. Thank God. Okay.
Now there's a chance.
We'll find her. Okay. Anyway, how about I read a redemption? Let's move
Please,
on.
Please, for God's sake.
This is a review of Camargo's Western Boots in Mercedes, Texas. This place has 8 reviews, all 5 stars. This is a 5-star review by Kenneth. Fixed my Santa boots quickly and well. End of review. And Kenneth's a local guide, has 233 reviews, level 6 local guide. And his profile picture is of him dressed as Santa.
Oh, yay.
It made me so happy.
Goodness, they fixed Santa's boots.
boots.
Yeah, it just made me really happy. And I decided this is so adorable. I need to look at Kenneth's Google page. So the great thing about it, like, I'm not to be mean to Kenneth. Like, Kenneth is fantastic. But there wasn't much substance in the reviews, but it, in kind of a good way. It would just, he would say, okay, and leave 5 stars. Okay. And then in another review, he said, okay, and left 4 stars.
It's nuanced, you know?
Yeah, very nuanced. And he'd say, great, and leave 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Or he'd say, great, and leave 4 stars. So that was about, like, for Nancy's Cafe, for example, in, I did not look this place up, Westlaco, Texas, said, okay, but that's it, but left 4 stars. Oh. So it was, like, still a good. Only out of all, I've scrolled through all reviews, I'm pretty sure I didn't miss a single one. The only negative ones, there were 2, and there are 2-star reviews. Not a single 1-star review to be seen.
Okay.
And it was just great. That's all. Like, the point is, Kenneth spreads so much positivity, and when Kenneth has a bad experience, we'll say something.
Would you say he's 2 stars? Spreading cheer?
Yes, I would say cheer. Cheer's probably pretty good.
Would you say he's keeping a list and checking it twice?
Oh, yeah. There's actually a list that I check twice, at least. I can't say about how he would check.
Wow.
It. He's a list really of his reviews that I've checked twice. Yeah.
Changing the world, I would say.
I would say so, too. But yeah, like, he'd say, great omelet, good food.
That's what I always hoped Santa's list looked like. It wasn't like, yeah. Oh, Jeremy, kicked mulch at his sister. It was like, this omelet was pretty okay.
Yeah. And then also left okay, but with the letter, with the number 0 instead of an O.
Oh, see, that's exactly what I would need to know before I head to a location.
Left a review of a furniture place and said, did not have what I needed. Still left 4 stars.
Okay.
Like, truly someone to look up to. So
I do look up to
him.
Thank
you for being you. Thank you for being you.
And thank you for being Santa.
And for being Santa. I mean, you are Santa. So, like, when I say thank you for being you, I'm like, he is
right,
Santa.
Right, it's one and the same. Sure.
One and the same.
Okay. Kenneth Claus aside, my turn. Now, this is a 5-star review by Wayne of Cavender's Boot City. And here we go. By the way, I will add that all identifying information has been changed.
Scrub for from the internet. Okay.
Scrub for the internet for privacy's sake. This is 5 stars by Wayne. I knew James Cavender when he was in high school in Idabel, Oklahoma. He and Frank Barkman were fast runners on the track. I heard him tell...
I'm sorry. This is, like, so fucking weird.
To be honest, I'm pretty pissed off because this was listed under not recommended reviews, and I was everyone needs to know about this. Why is this hidden? I knew James Cavender when he was in high school in Idabel, Oklahoma. He and Frank Barkman were fast runners on the track. I heard him tell that at first he was going into a hamburger cafe or maybe fast food enterprise. He switched to Western Wear. Signed, Wayne Pritcher, 1109 Washington Drive, Tacoma, Washington, 99301, wayne211@yahoo.com. End of review.
What the heck is that review? Someone just wants, like, someone needs to be reached out to.
Someone's bragging. He wants, like, I think he wants Vanity Fair to reach out to talk about his connection to James Cavender and his historic enterprise.
I mean, I love it. It's like fast food, but ended up in Western Wear.
Yeah, finally found him, like, on the internet.
Yeah, was it literally just like he was Googling his old, like, high school friends
to see what they did?
Not that I don't do that. I just had a dream of 2 high school high school people in my high school that I haven't thought about in years.
Isn't that creepy how your brain is like, nope, you thought you forgot about these people, yeah, but they're still here.
It is very creepy. I wonder if that's what happened, where this guy had a dream and was like, I wonder what fast food restaurant he opened. Oh my gosh, Western.
I wonder what Fast Track Jimmy is up to these days.
So you changed,
he and Frank,
you changed
were so
all the
close
numbers and stuff, and like the...
I changed all the numbers and the name and the zip and the town. Okay. And the...
Yeah, I'm very glad you did that. Like, I'm glad you left it instead of just removing it. Yes. I'm glad you just changed it because that makes it so much
better.
It has
the same vibe. Like, it's pretty much exactly the same, intention behind it. I just changed the
numbers usually, and names.
I just remove it. And now that you did that, I'm like, you know, that sounds a lot better. Instead of saying like, oh, and he left his address.
Right.
You'd say
the meat of the review was definitely his entire private address and so his funny. Yahoo email address. Yeah. So, you know, I think I wonder what Frank Barkman's up to, though. Is what I want to know.
Did you check this person's review to see, like, I knew Frank Barkman back when he was a fast runner with Vanderpump. What is it?
James Cavender Pump.
Cavender. James. Back with James Cavender. He told me he'd go into Western Wear, but now he's in fast food.
Now he's an accountant. He's an accountant. Anyway, here's my address in case anyone wants to talk to me
now
about it.
Now he works at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Orlando.
I like that he didn't leave his phone number, though. Just his mailing address in case anyone needs to mail him something.
Hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. You might just get some nice cards or a nice present.
I think we might need to mail him a postcard. Also, don't mail anything to this address because, as I said, it is not his actual address. Yes. So don't do that. But, oh my goodness, that made me laugh. Anyway.
I love it.
I'm just glad we all know about, like, James's past, or Jimmy, if you will. I'm glad we all know about his, you know, his athletic prowess in high school, who he was friends with, like kind of what his dreams and goals were before switching to Western Wear. I feel like that really rounds out, you know, his personality and the entire corporation's kind of like values. You know, I'm just really thankful about it. Thanks, Wayne.
I can tell. I can tell this has struck you deeply.
I wish I worked for Vanity Fair because I would immediately email Wayne's Yahoo and get to talking.
Well, I mean, we can just do a spinoff podcast.
We could do an investigative podcast about Wayne.
people are clamoring for it.
I think so. All right, is it time for my challenge?
It is.
Okay, so Victoria sent this challenge in. Thank you, Victoria. It says,
thank you very much.
It is to find reviews of a dog park in which the owner was the problem rather than the dogs. So I'm just going to jump right into it. This is a one-star review by Nicholas of, I believe it was the Calabasas Dog Park. Terrible. It's all turf, which is gross. Some owners are cool, but many of them are these old hags that are incredibly rude. These old women act like they own the dog park because they spend the majority of their pathetic lives sitting around at this tiny spot that smells like urine. This place sucks, and the ancient women that bring their 4-pound rats make it even worse. End of review.
Well, then. this person did not provide enough details about themselves to, like... Okay, this sounds weird, but like my first thought is like, okay, they're insulting the age of these people. They're insulting the dogs that they have as well, like the 4-pound.
Their lifestyles.
Yeah, and their lifestyles and everything. It's like, well, what do you do? Why are you so special?
Well, if we're thinking about the opposite, that means Nicholas is very young, a young hag, not an old one. Acts like he does not own the dog park.
Specifically tells people. I know it looks like it, but I do not own this dog park.
I know what you're thinking. I actually, you know, I was going to go into dog parks, but I actually went into the fast food enterprises. So does not own the dog park. Has a pretty, what's the opposite of pathetic? Pretty fulfilling life.
Jesus.
Pretty impressive
no
life.
Didn't talk about himself. This is the most obnoxious thing ever.
And he sits in a spot that instead of smelling like urine, doesn't smell like urine. So I think.
Oh, I thought you were going to say smells like poop, but yeah.
Could be that if we're thinking like opposite in that sense. But so, I mean, I think the owners of the other dogs are a problem and the owner, Nicholas, is a problem. So owner problems all around.
Oh, yeah. All around.
Okay. So this is a review. This was actually sent in by Natalie. Who wanted to see if there were any reviews of the park where she used to take her sister's dog, Gunner, and sent some pictures of Gunner. And he actually passed away about a year ago. So poor baby. So Natalie says, here's a review of Oak Grove Dog Park, 3 stars by Dawn. We have found the dog park to be a bit strange. First off, my dog doesn't really care for other dogs one way or the other. Rather bred and trained to be woman's, man's, etc. best friend.
A number of dog owners at Oak Grove have criticized me for not socializing my dog to be pack-oriented. For example, running around with all the other dogs. She really loves people, like dogs are bred to do since Neanderthal times. Second, there are a lot of dogs using this park, and a lot leave feces and urine. Often not cleaned up, that can't be a good thing for other dogs, especially with warmer weather. Someone should really study the hygiene impact of this concentration of pollution on dogs and people. End of review.
Get a scientist in here, stat. There's poop and pee in this dog park.
Baffling. I think Don considers his dog a human, it seems.
Yeah, that was confusing. Yeah, it's like, oh, like my purely bred dog is being exposed to all these other dogs' urine and feces.
These other dogs that are actually dogs.
Yeah, these dogs. Yeah,
I mean, the number of
these owners. These owners think that the way I'm talking about my dog is really weird.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that Don finds this place a bit strange makes me think it's probably pretty goddamn normal. It sounds like the owners were very critical of... actually, it doesn't sound like they were. It sounds like Don thinks they were very critical of the way that he does not socialize his dog to be pack-oriented.
I cannot imagine anyone is going up to this person and saying, hey, why is your dog not more pack-oriented?
Yes, right?
Why are you training it in another way?
Okay, interestingly, we just went to the dog park a couple days ago, probably because this was on my mind, and Gio has this habit of literally sitting behind us because he's like, he'll like run out a little bit, but then he gets kind of scared and he sits behind us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you imagine if someone was like, excuse me, your dog is not behaving the way that you should be training your dog to behave. Like, I can't fathom that. The problem is when dogs are too, you know, in people's face or other dogs' face.
Yeah.
Is when most people complain. So, you know, someone should, I will say someone should really study the hygiene impact of this concentration of pollution on dogs and people, though.
Okay. I
mean, like, forget global warming. Like, this is the real problem.
I got yelled at once for, when I was walking Olive in Allie's neighborhood, and someone yelled at me about how Olive was peeing in the grass by the curb.
What?
Yeah. And he was livid. And I was like, hey, fuck? I clean up all the poop. It's like, what about the pee? You don't pick that up, do you? You don't pick the liquid up. I'm like, no, of course I don't.
Well, what?
And he's like, it's terrible for the grass. And I'm like, look, this is common. Everyone's doing this. Like,
can you bring me a dog toilet,
and
sir?
I'm like the dog is not in your yard. The dog is on the other side of the sidewalk because I didn't let Olive go into yards because of people like that. And he was like, you should walk her over in the, there's like a median, like a, two streets and like a median in the middle. And I'm like,
in the middle of the road?
No, I'm like, I'm not going to go over there.
The four lane road.
Keep walking her here. And I was like, absolutely not.
That is insanity.
It was insane. He got all in my face for it. I'm like, yo, like it's a dog. She's just peeing. Like, let her pee.
Oh my God. People are just so weird. What, like, I hope that person doesn't have a dog because I don't want to know
There's no way.
Okay, so I have one more, and I feel like that's not very many, but like I guess most of the reviews I read were just kind of sad. You know how the animal ones get kind of sad, and it's just everyone arguing about whose dog was too aggressive and being mean about pit bulls, and it just was not fun. So I have one more that wasn't, you know, related to anything sad or troubling or anger-inducing. So this was sent in by Amanda, who found, I guess it's sort of a redemption, who found this review of a dog park in Longmont, Colorado, called the Rough and Ready Park.
Cute.
This is a 5-star review by a local guy named Jimmy Fingers.
Yes. Well, maybe. Yes. I don't know. What is it? What are Jimmy's fingers used for?
We'll find out.
No.
Oh, sorry. That came off really wrong.
That's so menacing.
It is. 5 stars. This is one of the best dog parks in Longmont, Colorado. Puppies are always available.
Sorry. I don't know much about Longmont, Colorado, but I'm going to check the population. Longmont, Colorado population. Let's see how big it is. Okay, 96,000. How many dog parks, though? Oh, there's a City of Longmont Dog Park number 1, City of Longmont Dog Park number 2, rough and ready. You know what? I'm sorry. Take it back. There are 4 dog parks.
Listen, if you question Jimmy Fingers one more time.
I'm sorry, Jimmy Fingers.
Let me
hear what your fingers on the keyboard cooked up for us.
Alexander, you will not regret it. This is one of the best dog parks in Longmont, Colorado. Puppies are always available to be played with, and it's a great place to wear out overly energetic mutts. And honestly, I come here because I've met people and business connections who else helped me acquire untold riches.
Wait. You're using your fingers to gain untold riches from strangers?
He's using the dog park to gain untold riches.
Is this pickpocketing or...
Oh, good question. Good question. Okay, here we go.
Fingers.
And honestly, I come here because I've met people and business connections who else helped me acquire untold riches and vast amounts of influence. I'd really recommend coming here to communicate with some very elite and influential individuals. End of review. And then there are 11 pictures of dogs.
Oh, I was like, of what? Of fingers? Wait, does Jimmy have 11 fingers?
Of dogs.
One picture for each finger. And that's why they call him Jimmy Fingers. I'm not dropping this fingers thing.
And then Amanda's email, which I didn't understand until I read the review, said, I hope these bring you untold riches and fast amounts of influence.
Oh my God.
Untold is capital U, untold riches. And instead of vast, it says fast. So untold riches and fast amounts of influence. I would like you to come to this dog park to communicate with some very elite and influential individuals. And then it's a bunch of pictures of dogs.
I love how it's like, I would like you to come. Like, maybe you can meet Jimmy Fingers and I can wrap you up in my pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
That is super. There's something super sketchy about that.
Like, I know.
It feels like code or some sort of thing.
The first half is so normal. Like, yeah, oh, there's so many dogs. Like, there's so many dogs. You can wear out your overly energetic puppy. And also, by the way, there are untold riches to be found underneath the mulch of this
God, yeah.
vastly influential dog park.
Every time he goes, a new person like in a trench coat is like, you want to know where the next treasure is buried in this dog park?
Anyway, so that's that.
That was fun. That was great. I enjoyed that.
Oh, good. So thank you to people who sent those in, and thank you to the people on the internet who made this episode possible, just like all the other ones.
It sounds like we're like PBS or something.
I know. Possible by reviewers like you. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
I got
God.
It.
You got it.
Reviewers like you. TM, TM, TM. I hear those fast fingers.
Jimmy Fingers is at it again.
What's the theme?
The theme. Okay, let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
When you think of Missouri, what do you think of?
Blaze's grandparents.
Whoops, that is pretty far off. Well, maybe not. But
reviews of grandparents.
I'm not gonna make assumptions.
Throat rolls
about Blaze's grandparents. But what I think of is
catfish.
Adult video stores.
Why?
Because driving through Missouri. I've driven through Missouri many times.
So many times.
I actually have.
No, me too. Okay. I'm saying because every time we drive from California.
Yeah, and I've driven south ways through there too. To Texas, of all places, from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Right. I see so many billboards for adult video stores.
That and fireworks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we are doing... adult video stores. Nice.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is going to be a talk about a troubling episode. I'm very excited. So, adult video stores in Missouri.
Yes.
Okay, I'm into it. This is going to be fun. I mean, I'm not into it, to be clear, but you know.
But
Blaze's
grandparents are.
But Blaze.
You said it, not me.
Okay, I have a challenge for you. This was sent in by Tori, who says, hello, Christine, I'm the bad boy of podcasting, TM. Find a review where the reviewer name drops their sorority or fraternity.
I love that.
Oh, good. Me too.
I'm a member of blah, 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 blah.
As a tri-delt?
It's like this person's name dropping who he went to high school with and who was on the track team. So,
oh, that's
like
true.
So why can't we find that? I think that's tough. I'm going to have to like search specific fraternities, but I'm going to Google and sororities, but I'm going to Google most obnoxious fraternities and sororities?
I can give you a couple from college that I know that I'm not going to say out loud on the show in case I offend anyone.
Delta Cubes from Community. That's a pretty good one.
I was not in a sorority or a fraternity, so I actually don't have any clue. So,
yeah, neither was I. But probably would have meant that I had made some, could have made some friends in college. But
yeah, same.
Too late for that now.
Too late. Anyway, so good luck with that. Also, before we go, just a reminder that there's a really cool organization called RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S, Bond Fund in Texas, and they're a great organization, and we're going to be donating some money on behalf of my blunder, and we recommend you guys check them out, too.
Yes. Link is below in the description.
In the show notes.
In the show notes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we look forward to talking to you next week about adult entertainment stores.
I don't, but we'll be there anyway.
Oh, I do. Can't wait.
Bye.
Talk to you then. Bye.